make or buy cost analysis, whether to implement a logistics process to acquire inventory through internal processes or to use external contract sources will make a huge difference to the logistics organization's costs and customer service levels. A main part of this decision process is called a make or buy cost analysis. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a make or buy cost analysis is a comparison of all the costs associated with making an item versus the cost of buying the item. An associated definition from the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary is for make or buy decision. The act of deciding whether to produce an item internally or buy it from an outside supplier. Factors to consider in the decision include costs, capacity availability, proprietary and/or specialized knowledge, quality considerations, skill requirements, volume, and timing. A make or buy analysis can be done at strategic, tactical, and operational levels. Many make or buy decisions are strategic, including contracting out some or all logistics operations, manufacturing or buying inventory, and owning a fleet or using third-party carriers. Even after these strategic decisions are made, there can be annual tactical or daily operational make or buy decisions, such as sourcing subcomponents, finding alternative sources of supply during an emergency, expanding one's own warehouses, or using contract warehouses when there are capacity constraints, or using a contract carrier or an owned vehicle for a specific delivery. While other parts of this learning system address specific areas of the make or buy decision for warehousing, inventory, and transportation, general considerations are presented here. First, though, let's look at some contracting terms. Contracting or sourcing terminology. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines outsourcing as the process of having suppliers provide goods and services that were previously provided internally. Outsourcing involves substitution, the replacement of internal capacity and production by that of the supplier. Outsourcing can be contrasted with insourcing, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as using the firm's internal resources to provide goods and services. A synonym for outsourcing is subcontracting, which is sending production work outside to another manufacturer. Outsourcing partners may be located near at hand or offshore. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines offshore as outsourcing a business function to another company in a different country than the original company's country. An organization could also offshore without outsourcing by opening a branch in a different country and hiring employees there to staff the branch. Thus, offshoring usually implies locating a business unit or facility in a different country, which could be directly owned or owned by a supply chain partner. Note that in many smaller countries that have numerous neighbors, offshoring could still involve relatively short distances. Near sourcing is another term for sourcing closer to home. Make or buy considerations. Before selecting an external provider of materials or services, logistics professionals need to ask and answer questions about the possible consequences of giving the activity to another company, including, is the activity a core competency? What are the consequences of losing related skills or knowledge? And how will this impact the customer experience? What is the landed cost or total cost of ownership? What is the break-even point? Core competency analysis. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines core competencies as bundles of skills or knowledge sets that enable a firm to provide the greatest level of value to its customers in a way that is difficult for competitors to emulate and that provides for future growth. Core competencies are embodied in the skills of the workers and in the organization. They are developed through collective learning, communication, and commitment to work across levels and functions in the organization and with the customers and suppliers. Lost skill and knowledge. Customer impact. When you contract out a capability, you also lose the staff that has expertise in those areas. If maintaining that expertise costs more than the benefit it provides, it will point to buy. This is often the case when third-party specialists already have greater expertise or better information systems than you can profitably afford to maintain yourself. Specialists make these things profitable because they can spread the cost of them over multiple clients, generating economies of scale. However, when using a third party, you lose the ability to directly control the customer experience. While you can set guidelines, any harm to your reputation can be difficult to repair. On the other hand, excellent providers may improve the customer experience. Some organizations have moved operations back home because they place a premium on having a knowledgeable workforce. They see investing in skilled workers as paying off in high productivity, low error rates, good safety records, low risk of recalls or liability issues, and a customized customer experience. For them, the risks of outsourcing are too high compared to the benefits they receive. They may use the decision to insource as an opportunity to re-engineer their processes to make them more competitive, for example, lean or agile. For example, when Whirlpool decided to insource, they made all of their subcomponents interchangeable between models so that the new plant could be more agile due to low changeover costs for new models. A third option is to retain parts of a process and outsource other parts. Toyota retains engine design and manufacture as a core competency, designs its transmissions but outsources their manufacture, and outsources both the design and manufacture of its electrical systems. Total cost of ownership for make or buy. Total cost of ownership can be used as part of a make or buy analysis. When tallying the total cost of ownership for various alternatives, there are some additional factors that favor a make decision. Control. The organization may want to be able to control the level of quality, the processes used, sustainability, and so on. Quality impacts reputation, and this can impact long-term profitability. Customer focus and responsiveness. Since you are possibly one of many customers to the third party, your organization may not get sufficient attention. They could be slow to respond to your feedback or to repair errors. These issues could in turn affect your customers. Risk management. Risks of the theft of intellectual property such as processes and patents can be significant. This risk can be higher in countries with poor enforcement of intellectual property laws. Risks of litigation for liability, risks to the organization's reputation due to supplier ethical practices, or risks of supplier financial failure can also be significant. Many of the above issues can be resolved by carefully crafting terms and conditions of contracts. More money can be invested in monitoring and controlling, but these activities are typically more involved and even more costly when using contract providers. Research by Calicota and Robinson on TCO related to offshore outsourcing, cited in Crandall, and Chen, Principles of Supply Chain Management, reported a reduction in total cost of labor of 70%, an increase in total transportation costs of 20%, and an increase in the organization's monitoring and control costs of 20% for a net reduction in costs of 30%. In this case, the economics still pointed to offshore outsourcing, but use of TCO helped ensure that everyone involved had a realistic expectation of actual profitability after these higher monitoring and control costs were included. Here are some total cost of ownership factors that favor a buy decision: better agility. You can adapt to increases or decreases in demand more quickly when you can buy capacity on the market or release it when not needed. Meta resilience. If you maintain backup contracts to ensure availability or there are many globally diversified sources of supply, you can get back to full capacity quickly after a disaster, etc. Reduced capital expenditures. Having lower fixed costs relative to total expenses reduces operating leverage, meaning that you will become profitable more quickly than an organization that has high fixed costs to first overcome. On the minus side, low operating leverage has lower per unit profits after the break-even point. Better focus on core competencies. Working on non-core competencies is an opportunity cost because those workers and assets can't be devoted to a core competency. New ways of thinking. Working with other organizations can provide fresh ideas, including new processes or technologies. Access to new markets. Working with contractors in new countries can provide an avenue to opening up new markets. Buying capacity in new areas can also do this, but at higher risk. Expertise and management of complexity. Other organizations may specialize in certain areas of expertise or in managing international complexity, which will reduce your risk and your management time. Break-even analysis. A make decision may involve buying, building, or leasing facilities at home, in nearby countries, or in distant countries. This represents a large capital investment. When this is true, you will want to calculate the break-even point. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines break-even analysis as a study of the number of units or amount of time required to recoup an investment. There are many formulas for break-even analysis. One that works well for a comparison of two alternatives is the following formula for break-even in units, where Q is the quantity in units. For example, let's say that you are considering buying an overseas plant for $10 million, and the variable cost, for example, landed cost, for the product is $25 per unit. You can buy the units from a vendor at $0 in fixed costs and $35 in variable, landed costs. What is the break-even in units that makes this profitable? The steps below show how to solve for Q to find the answer. In this case, if demand is projected to be greater than 1 million units, it would be better to make than to buy, but otherwise it is better to buy. The analysis could be done again if the fixed or variable costs for either option change. For example, if an existing plant can be used or retrofitted, this can lower the fixed costs, for example, less capital investment.